Yesterday in the Nolan Show, we brought you the news that over 100 people had been deemed, it was 115 or something yesterday, had been deemed as probable cases of E. coli infected from Flick's restaurant in the city centre. We heard from the owner of Flick's on the Nolan Show yesterday. And since then, many people who feel that they've contracted E. coli from Flick's have contacted the programme. Kieran Sloan is one of the four who says he contracted E. coli in August. He's been telling our reporter Lisa McAllister he's convinced it came from Flick's.
I had no idea exactly what it was at the time or anything. It was only a few days later that other things started happening with the diarrhea and stuff and in the blood that I had to go to the doctor. And it was then she referred me to the Royal, and they gave me an antibiotic first of all. I think there was something else and sent me home. Next day, same again, went back to the Royal because of the pain and the blood was getting worse. It was then they admitted me, and then the samples come back on, I think it was Friday morning, and they told me it was E. coli.
So on the Friday when they told you it was E. coli, were you aware of what it was?
I had no clue. I just Googled it on my phone, Lennon Hospital, and it frightened me, being honest with you. Like, I mean, the amount of stuff, the complications that you can get from it, like some people, kidney failure, and there's people in America, I mean, there's some girls paralysed and stuff because of it. I mean, it's seriously frightening, some of the stuff that can happen to you. And thank God, I mean, nothing serious happened to me, like, I mean, but being in the hospital, I was in the best place that I could have been, like, but, you know, you read some of the stories on the internet, it's frightening, it's horrendous, like, some of the stuff that people go through.
And did the public health agency come and see you then?
Yeah, they came and see me, they rang me first of all, and just took basically everything I had during that week from any bird I've been in contact with. I've been to a farm, been to a zoo, everything, anything basically be in contact with an animal. But obviously I hadn't, like, you know. So I knew in my head right away, like, as soon as she says that the doctor told me it was something serious, that it was at Flick's because I was sick that night.
Have you had any doubt in your mind since then where you would have contracted it?
No, definitely not. One of the doctors in the hospital actually said that. I was telling him about it. I mean, it could have been anything, and he said to me it was a restaurant because it made you sick. You know, if nothing else has made you feel like that, you know, it just doesn't come out of the blue, like, sort of thing, you know. They're saying that they found no connection with the restaurant, which I find hard to believe. I mean, there's four cases that all ate in that same place. I don't know any of the people who ate in the place, you know. I mean, we're all different people, and Flick's just seems to be the common denominator here. Like, it just, to me, it's just too much of a coincidence for it to be any other thing, you know.
Do you think that the public health agency really had a responsibility to step in before now?
Yeah, especially with it being the amount of cases. I mean, I would look over, it was one person, you know, and then you can't exactly pinpoint, but having four people all come and have it in the same restaurant, it's just too much of a coincidence. To me, it should have been shut down. It would have prevented all of this happening, you know, simple as that.